This is the Tom Bigby Tales. I'm your host, Shannon Evans. I write about a small town on the Tom Bigby River in Northeast Mississippi called Columbus. And sometimes I write about the rest of the state. Today's podcast is about Columbus and Porch Fest. And I've brought the organizer and expert extraordinaire, Alan Aldridge, on to talk about this great event that's coming up in 2 weekends.
That's right, April 12th and 13th
It's
at
going to be
Munson and
awesome.
Brothers.
It's going to be awesome. So let's start.
Yeah, April 12th, 13th, it's a Friday and a Saturday. On Friday, we're going to start at 5. As far as parking goes, there's a lot of parking on the opposite side of the street from Munson's. It's where a lot of people use the trotter for extra parking. Also, there'll be parking over by the farmers market. I don't think we'll have an issue with that. But if you mess around, you may not get into the garden, and that may be that. I think that's a good problem to have.
Yeah, I think it is too. So talk a little bit about how Porch Fest got started and the history of it, and tell us a little bit more about Porch Fest.
Oh yeah, sure. Porch Fest was realized through the podcast. I wanted to have something in the real world that people could come out and meet other like-minded people, just people who listen to Porch Talk. And so Porch Fest was born. The first 3 years we did in my backyard in Kennedy, Alabama, and that would continue to grow to where, I mean, we would have food trucks out there, people would camp,
Oh,
and
wow.
everything was it was going great. And we outgrown Kennedy in my backyard, and so I've been friends with Ryan Munson at Munson Brothers for about 6 7 years now, and I asked if I could use his place, and so this will be the second year of having Porch Fest in Columbus, Mississippi. But so the performers, the musicians, the comedians, a lot of the people that you'll see helping me behind the scenes, those are all people who have been a part of Porch Talk in one way or another. I may have interviewed them about their music or about a book they had written, like Mike Rainey. He's a comedian from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I asked him to come on the show almost a year ago now. To talk about a book that he had written. It's called On Perks, Facebook and While Intoxicated. And
No comment.
it's exactly what you think it is.
I bet it is. Knowing
And
his
so
comedy
he
routine, yep.
and he had his comedy buddies sit in, and they made a great audio book for that. And so
Oh, wow.
they would read the Facebook post. And then they would try to figure out what was going through Mike's head when he wrote this.
That's awesome. So I should tell some of our newer listeners that Alan has a podcast that I've guested on a couple of times called Porch Talk. And it's about how do we talk cultural issues and music and people and the community.
Yeah, and lately it's been a good service for listeners who are just finding it. I had Jordan Hansen on. He was on CNN. They had covered his story almost 10 years ago. He had sailed across the Atlantic Ocean. They left out of New York, and they were headed to the UK, and they made that. And next thing you know, they had gotten some scientists from Canada behind them, and they set up all this weather rigs and measuring the tides and the waves and everything. And they would set sail from South Africa to try to go. Think it was around Cuba or Central America. Well, they didn't make that voyage. They would capsize about 3/4 of the way,
Ouch.
and luckily, they were able to save the boat and all the equipment, because we're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars of scientific instruments. But and a recent listener who had just picked up the show, he was like, "Man, I don't know how I didn't know about Porch Talk for this long, but I really appreciate like just all the spotlight that you're giving, like all these different people with interesting stories, musicians, comedians, and I'm also just, like what you do with the Blues Foundation. And I mean, y'all just recently had a big victory. You just recently got an award, right?
Well,
So.
the award, you talk about the award I just got, that the Oakley Award. Yeah, that was for my work in preservation of African American sacred spaces, mainly graveyards and old church records and things like that. So, and then we had we lost the Mississippi John Hurt Museum and his originally home, and we're still fighting that battle. And that's getting real interesting. I don't know if you listen to some of those podcasts where I
I
interview.
have.
Yeah, I've got we're getting ready to do another discussion on how no elected officials, none, have responded to any phone calls, letters. I mean, we're talking nothing. Benny Thompson, anyways, but we're going to do another interview probably tomorrow or Sunday, on an update on that project. And I just wrote an article that's hopefully going to appear in an Afrocentric newsletter, news magazine that's about the whole arc of that story, which is crazy. It is absolute crazy, and I've only been involved in it for 3 years, so. And it's really interesting. I've loved doing this podcast. I've between researching history and chasing down government malfeasance or people who have government money and are not using it correctly in our community. And I'm having a ball. I love doing what I do. How about you?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, and like I mean, not only is the podcast entertaining, but it's also, like you just said, like it's shining a light on, oh, by the way, your taxpayer dollars aren't being used the way that they should be.
Yeah.
And so I mean, like Porch Fest is an offering to Porch Talk for that, is to have some kind of a real world impact to give the listeners, or maybe people who aren't aware of my podcast, of I think it gives a chance to create new fans and bring more people into the fold.
So do you think I'd be okay if I came out there and made some little pot mini podcasts and talked to some of the people who were there and
I'd love for you to.
okay.
Love
I
for you
guess I
to.
know what I'm doing this weekend or that weekend. That's gonna be fun.
Yeah.
I think, man on the spot kind of stuff might be interesting.
I've done that a lot lately. I've got this little field recorder,
Yeah, I have one too. Mine's right out of
and
my arm reach. I have the very same. This is it, the Zoom
yeah.
multifocal. Yeah, I have that too. I love it.
And so like after a musician gets done playing at Monson Brothers, if I really enjoyed their show, I'd be like, hey, won't you come sit with me out in my truck and let's do a little quick 30-minute interview. And like
Wow.
that that on the spot, off the cuff like that, and talking to someone right after they get through performing, I think that always offers up
Yeah.
a very interesting, because their brain is still going 100 miles an
Well,
hour.
yeah, and the adrenaline rush. I mean, I know you perform, I perform, we've all done, and there's a huge endorphin rush from entertaining people and knowing that they enjoyed it. And so I think, there's the back and forth between the audience, because the audience gets an endorphin rush in the moment. And then I think it just kind of, it's like, it just hangs on, and it just builds a great feeling. It's hard to cut. Like, I know if I've gone to a concert, it takes me a long time to go to sleep afterwards. And then I think when I've performed, I'm like, well, there's two things going in my head. I could have done this better, and I could have done that, and darn, I should have played that song. And then other times it's like, going, man, I nailed that,
Yeah,
So,
riding that high.
yeah, so I love that. Or I can say, oh, so and so in the band really, they nailed it, and that was so awesome, and it was fun to be part of. And so, it's that give and take thing, and I love it. So, and doing this while it's solo to some extent. I mean, we do interviews, but we also I do research and then present stuff and read it as well as doing interviews. What I find, and I wonder if you do too, is that it's an interesting way to build community. And it's more than, I mean, I've got my community here and people walk up and go, oh my God, you have Tom Bigby Tales. But it's the bigger community. People reach out to me and the impact, and they'll tell me things that I'm like, wow, I didn't realize. I mean, I had somebody ask me today, I did a podcast last night about a particular set of deaths that happened as a result of an election in 1875 and the riots and whatnot that happened and resulted in lynchings and or just public executions. And this woman said, okay, I'm ready to talk about my uncle. I want to be on your show. I'm like, let's make it happen. I am so ready to have her
Whoa.
on my show. She is a professor at Jackson State. She's sharp as a tack. She's done her research. And she finally has, as a professor, she hasn't had the bandwidth because, she's got a great papers to teach. She finally is, it's like she is ready. And I am super thrilled to have her come guest on my show. So that's a big deal to me.
And that's what it's all about. As the show grows, and I know like you do the solo episodes where you're presenting information, and then like when you have an opportunity like that to bring someone who was actually affected by it in their own life, I think that brings a whole lot more nuance and perspective. And if the information that you're not presenting is not bringing it to life, well, here's someone who was actually impacted by it. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing I love is that, I mean, I'm so happy to see Ryan Munson and his venue, not just survive, it's thriving, it's growing, and then that's building community. Believe it or not, it's not just a bar. I mean, there's families there. They come in and have pizza, they bring their dogs, they sit outside, there's a fire pit, there's, an outside bar area. And it's a relax. It's one of it, there is no other outside venue that I know of except Prophet's Porch, which is a restaurant that happens to serve beer. But there's no other space that you can go and just be. There are other restaurants in town, but there's no bar like that. There's
And
no,
just
I don't know of any other place.
the inside of it has its own vibe. It almost feels like you're sitting in a friend's living room. If you get over there by the couches, by the entrance, and whether you're having pizza with the family or maybe you're having a beer with someone that you hadn't caught up with in a while, and then you have the garden if you want to go out there and catch some sunshine or maybe there's music playing Friday night and you want to step outside with that. Man,
Or
yeah,
go sit by the fire pit and just relax, chill.
Or sit at the back bar and heckle the cook. I mean, whatever you want
Oh, I
to
like that. I need to start doing that. It,
do,
but
right?
it, are you cooking? I need to go heckle you. No, anyway.
I'll be cooking tonight.
But it's that feeling. Is that it's just a comfortable place to go. I just wish she had, I wish she had more selection for those of us who are gluten free. But he does have gluten free pizzas. They're good. I will say that.
The
But
cauliflowers.
yeah, they're actually good. I can't tell. I guess I just don't have that good of a palate, but I can't tell the difference. They taste mighty darn good to me. But it's mostly, I want better ciders, but we are in Mississippi, that's all.
Hey, we're getting there. There was Circle and Square is a brand new brewery that is finding a lot of success out of Oxford. And there are a lot more local breweries popping up all over the state. And I think we're going to begin to see
More
more
ciders.
siders and a lot more of everything,
Well,
a
I
lot
want
more
the really,
variety.
they got to be really crisp. But I got spoiled living out in Washington State. And then,
Oh, I bet.
yeah. But they had, I mean, there were some out there that I was like, ugh. But the really crisp, tart ones. And then they would have them like rhubarb ciders and blackberry ciders. And sometimes I'd hit on a really good one. And then they'd rotate the tap and I'd be going, oh, shh. So there was an old storefront called The Keg, and they called it The Keg and I, because like the egg and I was a str was a road. So they said, oh well, the egg and I, we'll call it The Keg and I. And you could sit outside. They had a fire pit and kind of rule, but the inside had a was had a lot of the same vibe that the inside of Munson's has,
Yeah.
except that they had rotating taps on ciders. Oh, and they had nitros that my English spouse just finds fantastic. So,
We just it was about a week or two ago, and we could not keep them. We had ordered two cases of some nitros, and it was like whoever was a fan of them must have smelled them, because the day they came in, as
they
soon
were
as they got
gone.
cold, they were gone.
This is probably my husband. Anyways, but yeah, they were all on tap in where we were in Seattle. And we weren't in Seattle. We were in a place called Port Townsend. But yeah, they come in, new keg. So, anyways, but we really like what Ryan's doing. He is very big about community. He's very big about giving back to the community. I mean, his Toast Fest, I can't wait for.
Oh
Toast.
yeah.
That's how did that start? Do you know the story?
So yeah, Justin Kleber, a friend of ours, was trying to sell his toaster for $15 on the Facebook Marketplace, and it sat on there for months. And no one seemed to be interested, and so
And
Ryan started.
Ryan was giving him crap about it not selling too, which yeah.
And that went on for about a month, and then Ryan decides to start a GoFundMe. And so he was
It's
like,
up to
"Help
like
me."
$600 now.
Right.
And I'm in for I have to donate a jar of jelly. I mean, we're in this now. And I got to bring gluten-free bread.
And I think the new goal is probably going to be $1,500. And that's so funny to start a GoFundMe for $15. And now, like you said,
Yeah.
we're halfway to, instead of $15, we have the potential to raise $1,500. And
And the
all
money's not going to the toaster owner. It's now going to
the
the
Homeless
Homeless
Coalition.
Coalition. Yeah. So it's turned into, but it's just craziness like this. And I love this. This is, I mean, I'm from a generation older than you. We won't talk about how old, but it's good to see that this generation of yours is doing fun shit like this. I mean,
Yeah.
it's just craziness. And I love
It's
it. And it's fun to
goofy,
be
and
part of.
it's easy to give to.
Yeah, it is. And it's great fun. So, I still want to do I still want to do a chicken legs, turkey legs fundraiser down there. Have you ever heard of a turkey legs? I was telling
I've
Ron
never done
about it.
that.
So you go and you get pictures of, let's say it's the leaders or it's the guys who work at Munson's. Let's just say it's the guys who work at Munson's and the girls. And you take pictures of their legs and you just only their calves, like knee to ankle. And then you take that picture and you put it on a milk jug, a gallon milk jug.
Okay.
And then people vote with their money.
Whose leg it is?
Whose leg that they like best. And then that ends up with people stuffing and, there's all kinds of comp, it becomes a competition. And then whoever wins is like turkey legs of the year. Their photo gets put in a frame and put on the wall somewhere.
Oh, that's right down our alley.
The money goes to, oh, I got a bunch of these. I used to do these all the time. Cause I'm crazy that way. And then the money goes to, a charity of your choice. Whoever wins has picked what the charity is.
Yeah,
So
okay.
or you can split it between, or you can give it all to one. It doesn't matter. You do it as a fundraiser. I used to do it to set up money so that the equivalent of the Homeless Coalition could buy have would have money to buy turkeys because they would get all this food donated and they needed to buy the meats to fill up the Thanksgiving baskets. And so they would take all that money and go buy turkeys. So,
That's great. That's very, oh, excuse me.
Well, I have one
That's
other that I think
it's
Ryan
very
Munson.
similar to the toaster. And what's funny is, like, we're considering bringing our Toastmaster back from
Yeah.
Oktoberfest to come bless this toast for
I think
us.
that's great. I also think you ought to get the new Episcopal priest to come over to bless the toast. He looks like
That
Harry
would be
Potter.
good.
Andrew looks
Oh
like
yeah.
Harry Potter. He is, and he would
He's
be
got the
game for this.
scar.
Yeah, he would be game for this. He would be so game for this. He is, this is right up his alley. And he's, young and fun. And, he's really, he's very about community. His wife's a W grad, so they're really excited about being here. But he would love that. They love going to Munson's.
I have to tell him about it. See what he does.
Yeah, the
You
other.
get your Toastmaster and a priest to come down there.
Yeah.
That's
Yeah,
gold.
bless this toast. Well, and the Munsons go to St. Paul's, so they know the new priest. So maybe they can get Andrew down there. The other thing that I've done that was fun, and I got Hunter's. We got the butt end of a deer and had it mounted, taxidermied. It was the back legs and the tail flipped up in the bottom, and then we had the head on the other side with with the rack, and then we had we you had to it was like ring toss, and then you had, I mean, it's kind of distasteful. We had a bamboo skewer in the bottom of the deer, and you had to, so after you threw your ring, you had to go put a lifesaver. You had to get the lifesaver off the skewer, off the butt, and you had to take it and then pass it to your partner, and then they had to throw it. And it was ring toss, but it was just, a sick, sadistic version. And it raised a ton of money with a whole bunch of hunters and guy types that really were into this. And the money went to the VA.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so it was just. But what was funny was all the bikers, local bikers who turned up, and because we're guys, and we could do this. And
There's a restaurant in Amory that took a deer butt, mounted it like what you're talking about, turned it upside down, then put googly eyes on it. And it looks like something from a horror film.
it does.
And like right when I walked in, I was just kind of looking at the art and seeing everything they had on the wall, and I saw that thing, and I was like, I know what that is. And when the waitress came back over there, I was like, where did y'all find that mysterious creature on the wall? And she just started laughing. She's like, you know what that is, don't you? And I was like, it's a deer butt. And she's like, yeah. She said, I can't tell you how many people come in here and it's their first time and they comment on it. I was like, yeah, I mean, look at it. It catches the
Deer
eye.
behinds. But it's just fun. Anyways, I have weird games that I've dreamt up over the years and used for fundraisers, and it's always highly successful.
Yeah. So I would like to tell on Friday night, and just like while we're talking about craft beer, that is predominantly what Monson serves. We're letting good
Craft,
people
not
brewing.
crack.
That's it. And we're letting good people brewing from Birmingham, Alabama. They're going to do a tab takeover.
Oh,
So that
really? I
they'll be
love
taking
them.
over the back bar. And so they'll be serving all their brew over Friday and Saturday.
Oh,
On
good.
Friday, we will be opening up our full menu. So you can order pizza, salad, wings. But on Saturday, we're probably going to do something like pizza by the slice because the street's going to be shut down and we should have 3 to 4 food trucks out there so you can
Okay, so
have a
there will
variety.
be food trucks. Do you know which ones are coming?
I have got
Is
to
the
talk to
taco truck
Salem on
coming?
that.
Is the taco truck coming?
We have reached out to Taco Amigo. I hope so.
Yes. I
That's
love
that
them.
was that was that was the first one that I asked for. I was like, everybody in Columbus loves that food truck,
Their barbacoa is so good.
It's great.
It
And
is.
so Friday night, fairly light. Both days are kind of Birmingham heavy. Good People Brewing is out of Birmingham. I love that music scene. I think they have a lot of great songwriters. So on Friday night, we have Ham Bagby, Breely, and they'll do their own set, and then Ham is gonna sit in with Breely. You have Jody Ross out of Louisville, Mississippi, little local flair. John Keyes out of Mantachie, which is just outside of Tupelo. There's no one quite like John Keyes. He went and did a it was a poetry reading around Ole Miss, and a representative of Fat Possum just happened to be there.
Fat
And
Possum
John
Records.
Keyes, yeah, and what John Keyes did was he handed a piece of paper out that had all his original songs on it, and he said, pass that piece of paper around, and if a song catches your eye, I'll play it. And that's how he did his set. He just let people call out which of his songs that he wanted to hear. And when he got finished playing his set, he was offered a record deal from
Oh,
Fat
wow.
Possum.
So what kind of music does he play?
It is really hard for me to
Indie,
describe.
isn't it?
There's,
It's indie. What would you
It's
call it?
very
Indie?
indie, folky, kind of like I would say, think like Shovel and Rope, like a one man band,
He
like
reminds His voice reminds me a lot of John Prine when Prine was young.
yeah.
And he's got the delivery, and I mean his anyways, I and he's and some of his lyrics remind me of Richard Thompson.
Yeah,
So
he's a very good lyricist.
yeah, really
He's got a
good
way of
poetic.
very. And so I'm very happy to have him come back. He's played every Porch Fest except one, I think. The first one he wasn't there for. Then the Stiftones.
Oh,
They're out of
fun.
Chicago.
Yeah.
They travel. It's a man and wife and their dogs, and they travel the country in a hearse.
In a hearse.
That's their tour bus.
Oh, I can't wait to get photos of that.
Yeah,
That'll make
and
a
if you get a
crazy video.
chance, please interview those guys. They are such a huge, and that they are always so gracious and a lot of fun.
Oh, cool.
So they were a big reason why Porch Fest was kind of invented. We met through a NPR Tiny Desk concert contest series, and that particular year, everyone who entered, if you had a Facebook, you were thrown into this private Facebook group, and I had just started Porch Talk at that time. And I reached out into the group and I said, hey, my name is Alan Aldridge and I host this creative podcast called Porch Talk. If any of y'all would like a little more exposure for your music, I'd like for you to come on my show, tell your story, and then we'll share your song. And, maybe, you'll make some new fans this way. And the Stiftones took me up on that. And we became friends after their first time on the show.
Oh, wow.
And Rachel, she had wrote me one day and she's like, enough of all this internet stuff. We want to meet in person. We'd like to come to, at that time I was still living in Alabama. And they was like, we want to meet and could we come play your house? Because we know that you do house shows. And I was like, yeah, that'll be good. That'll be great.
Wow.
And I thought about it and I was like, I'd like to do you one better. Of yes, you'll play for us. But I want to invite my musician friends and we'll treat my back porch like it's a stage and we'll play for each other. And I'll invite friends and we'll go buy a bunch of crawfish and we'll have a big bowl. We'll all eat and we'll just play music for each other until we get too tired. We can't stand it. And that was how Porch Fest was truly born right
Oh,
there.
wow. How fun.
And so the Stiftones, they'll be playing Friday and Saturday. Friday night, the evening will end with Do-Rag and the Deer Tag with Mike Rainey, and that'll be a live comedy podcast. And these guys are so funny.
And what time is that? What time,
That'll
roughly? What
pro
time does it
that'll
end?
they'll probably go on around 10:30 or 11. So
Okay.
Friday night will probably end around midnight, I
Okay.
had to guess.
Okay.
So we will not be rolling the streets up in Columbus at 10
No, 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 no.
on Friday.
No. So how many acts are on Friday?
So you have one, two, three, four, five, count the comedians, six, and I have one surprise that I haven't told anybody about yet.
Okay. So
So
that starts
it'll
at
be seven.
5 on Friday. Okay. 5 to midnight. Okay. Then Saturday rolls in.
Yeah, and we ain't holding back on that. I got Garrett Oswald from Eupora. This is for people who like 90s country. Like if you go back with your
Boot scootin'.
boot scootin' boogie and yeah, and
Yep.
all that. I mean, that is Garrett Oswald, and he does a great job with it. Katie Burkhart, she's coming down from Kentucky. She'll be playing for us. I asked if she was going to do her electric stuff or her acoustic. And all she wrote back and told me was, I just went and bought some more gear today. and I guess you'll just have to see. So,
Maybe she's bringing a banjo and then we're all in trouble.
yeah, who knows? Fire Camino, that is, it's rock and roll. It's a one man band, and he is very rock and roll. And I am putting him on the inside stage, to prevent him from losing himself in the music. On Saturday, we'll be running two stages. You'll have the inside stage. This is more for the singer-songwriter. I think giving them a little bit more of an intimate room for people to connect with their lyrics and what they're doing. So on the inside stage, you'll have Fire Camino, Jason Humphrey, Shannon Wayne Waits, and I put Drew Young from Hattiesburg. He'll be closing out the inside stage, but I imagine Drew is probably going to play on the outside stage as well. Also, I've got Honey Boy in Boots, local favorites from Starkville, Mississippi. Taylor Hollinsworth, Shake It Like a Caveman, Groove Johnson, Cam Lewis, Barney Wells, and Tyler Tisdale. And then to finish off the evening, each of the four comedians will do a 15-minute set.
Oh, cool. So this is really a very varied set of music and music experience.
Yeah, and so and I hope that years gone by, we would invite an artist out and they would set their canvas up and paint whatever is happening on stage. I'm hoping that we find somebody to do that for us this year. Also, the street will be shut down on Saturday, so all our artists and artisans, crafts, they'll all be set up with their booths selling their wares. And so, I mean, it's a true music, arts, and comedy festival.
Oh, this is great. This is great. Well, I know you got a lot more that you have to keep doing to get ready for this. I'm sure you're not ready completely. So, what if you have one thing you want to leave my listeners with, what would you tell them? Should they bring folding chairs? What should they do? What's going to be helpful to them?
I think bringing a folding chair, even if you don't need it, that would be a great idea.
And dress for the weather because it's
Dress
outside.
for the weather, I would say, yeah, bring you a sleeve. As the sun goes down, it is April. You never know what April weather is going to be like. It could be hot and muggy, or it could be hot and then a little shower comes in and knock it down to below 60. I mean, you
And
really
we're
don't
down
know.
on the Tombigbee River, so you're less than a half mile from the Tombigbee, so you better bring some bug spray.
That's a good idea too.
Yeah.
Bring a little bring some cash with you. My musicians and the talent is being paid, but if someone plays and you're really touched by it or you like them, buy their t-shirt, buy their CD, or tip them a little bit.
And
That always helps.
tip your server.
Because I can't tell you, just like with our little music community here in Columbus, I love having people who have never played our town, because I think we have such great patrons and they always take really good care of whoever's entertaining by tipping them well and buying t-shirts, CDs. And so I hope that we'll continue to do that and impress the people who have never come here to play. So
Okay,
they'll come
so
back.
two questions. Is there a cover charge?
No, it's free.
It's free. It's free, fun entertainment.
Now, if you want to eat and drink, that's on you. I'm not paying for
Oh, fiddle. I thought you were
that.
hosting me. Okay, and then Friday starts at 5 to midnight, and Saturday starts at what time?
It starts at noon, so 12 to midnight.
12 to midnight, 12 to 12 on Saturday. Well, I think we've covered it all. Is
I
there
think
anything
so
else you want to
too.
throw out there?
I think that's done it, and I appreciate like the I think bringing a chair is good. Bug spray, like you said,
Long sleeves,
especially Saturday is a long day if you're gonna
mud
spend all day
screen.
with us.
Yeah.
Just treat it like you were going to your buddy's cookout all day.
Okay. Well, I think that's
So.
good. That's good advice. And bring a designated driver because that's always important in
Yeah.
Columbus and in the county. So, all right. Well, we want to thank you for being on the Tom Bigby Tales. And
Yeah.
this was fun. And I look forward to our next time. But I look forward to Porch Fest on
Yeah.
April 12th and 13th.
April 12th and 13th. That's right.
That's it. I think
Thank you,
that's perfect.
Shannon.
Thank you. Have a good one.